W6NIJ. Yeah, the I mean, there's the old ones, of course. You know, you turn them on, and it was instant read, and then they once they started building the LCD ones with the CPUs and stuff, they had to boot, and it used to drive me crazy because the amount of time it would take to kind of figure out if it's good or bad, it went up significantly. And then, I mean, there were some that took, you know, quite a while to get the first reading. And when you're sitting there on a pole, you know, it's snowing, that kind of stuff, it's ridiculous to have, you know, test equipment take more time than it did before. Like, that should have been a design requirement, that it was instant, however you needed to do it.
For sure, and I saw that in the radio control stuff, too. They made these new, you know, Android OS, you know, RC controllers, and they took freaking 4 or 5 minutes to boot up before you could start flying something, where the other ones, you just turn them on, they're on in 10 seconds, and ready to go.